The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.
Shavuos Daf Zayin. We discussed in the previous share, we introduced the concept of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim. So Gemara says by us in a few places over these Daf and Daf Zayin, Daf Yud, Daf Yud Beis, that a korban sibur that was specifically not used on the carbon that it was set that on the Yom Tov that it was set aside for can be used on a different Yom Tov. It could be if it wasn't used, then it doesn't have a need to be necessarily used. And that this idea, the Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim, seems to be Machlokes Tanoim, but the concept, Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim, that when something was Kilo Tanai was made, the words are that Bezdin, when they were mafish, the representatives of Bezdin, the Kanim, the Beis HaMikdash, those that were mafish the Kabbonis, were mafish the carbon to be used for Chol HaMoed Pesach, the carbon that was brought on the third day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. If it wasn't used for that day, there was an extra carbon, whatever it was, the carbon wasn't brought. The Kiddusha then falls off, seems to be a basic idea of a Tanai. That they were magdish it al Tanai, that if it's used, it's Kadosh. And if it wasn't, if it wasn't used, then the Tanai was that Adai Tadachi lo yiskachu. Why can't we say that by every carbon yachid? L'chor by let's say a carbon chatos, Reuven didn't have Eri, he was mavish a carbon chatos, and then unfortunately before bringing the carbon and getting a kapor, Reuven died. The aloch is aloch of chatos shemesois, that carbon has no, there's no eitzah for that carbon. The carbon has to be brought for Reuven. Reuven is no longer here. He's not about kapor. The animal has to be, it's not killed. It's put into a nois and love bekeeper. And Aloha Moshim Sinai is that we let the animal die on its own. It has to be that way because there's nothing you can do about it. There's no out for the carbon. There's no pidyon on a carbon which is a carbon tmimim, which is something we're going to discuss in this year. A korban, which is sholem, if it becomes a balmum, so then part of the kedusha falls off, because not roi lamizbeach. But a korban, which is tomim, which is roi lamizbeach, a korban which is has kedusha as mizbeach, does not have, this is a klal in learned from the psukim then the bechukosai, it's a klal that repeats itself over and over again in Yoni Kochim. Kochim mizbeach does not have pidyon. Something from the Beis HaMikdash, something that's owned, Bedek HaBayis, does have pidyon. A korban that became a balmum does have pidyon, becomes psula magdashim, but a carbon which is royal in his bech, if Reuven died, it's still royal in his bech. Reuven's not around, the carbon can't be brought. Yomusu! Obviously, in a carbon tzibur, there's no such musu. The Gemara tells us over here now with Dafim that tzibur loy meis, there's no such thing, the tzibur never dies. So you never have a carbon shemeis bailu, just bring it for somebody else. But if the yomtiv passed and the carbon wasn't brought, l'choira, we should be able to have the same concept of, that the carbon is no longer relevant, but the kedusha carbon is still here. We see there's an existential chiluk between carbon yochid and carbon tzibur. This is what the Gemara calls Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim. There's also a musa that's discussed later on in the Gemara, Sakin Moish Choson. Sakin Moish Choson, only when the actual shchit of the carbon takes place, that's when it becomes fully committed to that carbon. Until then, it can be switched from one carbon tzibur to another, or the kedusha of the carbon tzibur can be taken off. So this needs a hesmer. The stipler explains the Lashon by us and Tesis on Daf Yud and Dibra Maskul Mau is that when the animal is lost, the behemoth was lost and then it wasn't found until after the Yomtiv, so it can't be brought for this Yomtiv. Chaz no Eitz, it's like Yomusu. It's Musu where the carbon is no longer relevant. And the halacha is that if it's Nevad, Nekar Hafroshos, the Lashon of Tesis is that the Hafrosho that was done is Nekar. The stipler understands that that's like a tnai, like we just said. The muskavishan is that ki'ilu they made it lay bezim asna aleim. The tnai was that the korban was hugdash only for being used. If it wasn't used, in the event that it's not used, adai tadahachi, there's no tnai. Now the stipler adds in as an aside, Could I do the same thing every time I sell a car? Let's digress into Chayshu Mishpat, back to Seyed Nezikin for a minute. Can I sell somebody a car and have my own set of rationale why I'm selling my car? I'm selling my car only because I thought that I have a different job and it's going to mean a commute to the city. I don't need the car. I'm going to want to join a carpool. I'm going to want to take the train every day. I sold somebody a car. He doesn't know anything about my chishbonis. And the halach is, I come back to him a month later and say the job didn't pan out. I want the car back. I only sold you the car. I died to the halachi. Of course not. If you want to sell somebody something, then it has to be between two people. The tanai has to be the basis of the agreement between two people. A regular tanai in mechira, since the das of a moichel and lekeach have to coexist in order to create that relationship of moichel lekeach, so the das of the moichel or the lekeach in buying or selling has to be clear between the two of them. There's a shaila the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Tes says that a person sold all his nechosim adait lemeis l'ar Yisrael. He didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. He was mevatel. Did he have to be master mevush? He didn't. Over there, it could be that nobody sells everything he owns unless he's planning on liquidating. Literally, unless he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. Not moving to Eretz Yisrael of today, but moving to Eretz Yisrael then when you took only the clothing on your back. So in that sense, now we understand that's umdin abelivi belev kolodim. That becomes the unwritten agreement of such a transaction. But barring such circumstances, where it's a regular moichel lekeach, das that comes from one side is not relevant. The Gemara does have one case, in Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, where somebody died, left over his wife, he didn't have children, left over his wife for mechuyev yibum, and she was nefelis in front of her brother, who was a menuvel l'mukashkim, he wasn't roy to be miyabim, it wasn't chazal mechayev, the brother, to give chalitza, not yibum. The brother wants to hold out. He doesn't want to give the chalitza until he gets $500,000. Yeah, and the Gemara says that if the marriage wasn't consummated, it was only an erusin. So if they would say adaita dochi, it was never mekadosh an isha that she should have the disaster of becoming a chalitza, a fellow who she doesn't want to live with, and so on. Again, how do you do that? L'chor the marriage is between the two of them. So that's a shmuz exactly, that since it's so obvious that it wouldn't be Adai Tidach, he wouldn't marry her, so Mela, there is no Das Kedushin, it's only by Erisin, not Penisuin. But these are shilas of discussion whenever you have a Tanai between two people, whether you could read in between the lines that the Kinyan, the Chalois Mechira, whatever the case was between two people on a certain basis of understanding between the two of them. There's a Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Mem Zayin that discusses this. There's a Nesivos in Siman Reish Lamed. That's the Chayshu Mishpat Chelek. Let's go back. The Staple just uses all that to explain the concept that we're talking about of where there was no Das Mechira. He says the same thing is true, that when Bezin was Mafish a carbon, the Kehanim were Mafish a carbon for a Tzibur. If the carbon wasn't used for that day's Musaf, for that day's Soir HaChag, so then the Kedushin wasn't Chal. The Lashon of the Tosfos, others want to point out, the Lashon of the Tosfos seems not like this title. The Lashon of the Tosfos by us in Daf Yud, more clear is the Lashon of the Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Vav. It doesn't say that the Hafrosh and the event that the reason for being Mafish becomes not relevant. So the Hafroshoson is Nekar. The Tosfos is very interesting. The Hafroshoson is Nekar until next Yom Tif when that Hafrosh is Chal. What does that mean? If you say that the basis of the Hegdish is off, so then the car was never sold. The behemoth was never Hugdash. The sheep never became a carbon. Unless the Tanai was in the sky. No, doesn't say that in Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say that the Hafrosho doesn't render the carbon necessarily the carbon of today. It renders it a carbon to be designated on the next Yom Tov. And this is very hard to understand. Do we have such a klal in all carbonis, in every carbon chatos, that a person can be mafish a carbon chatos b'chlal, and then it'll be over the next 20 years, it'll be figured out on which avera that he's being over was the kedusha chal? Of course not. When he's mafish the carbon, like we said in the previous year, the shame of the carbon is that it was hufresh for chatos of avera ploini, of ploini who did avera ploinis. The same is true, l'chor b'kabonis hachag. That seems to be the chiddush over here, which divides carbon sibur and carbon yochid. And this is what the Achronim discussed, Rav Berman and others discussed, that the level of Kedusha that Chal, let's say by a carbon Yochid, has to be Shaykh to the shame of the carbon, which includes the reason why the carbon is being brought. A carbon Yoledes is a carbon Yoledes for woman X who's bringing a carbon on that later. If it was Hufesh for Lashem that later, so then that's what it is. It can be brought for a different woman. That's the name of the carbon. And carbon Chatos was Hufresh for Moshe or Aaron or Reuven or David's carbon Chatos in this specific Avera. Carbon Tzibur, there's a shame clearly of a carbon Tzibur, and then there's the specific carbon Tzibur which that carbon with its shame clearly will be designated and consummated for. And that seems to be the understanding of Sakin Moshe Choson. Loshon the Gemara is very pictorial. That the Kedusha is Chal, but the Sakin which shechs the carbon is what gives the carbon its shame for being specifically to that carbon. The same concept is true in carbon Mincha. There's a Kedusha that's Chal, a person takes wants to bring a carbon Mincha. He's Mafish Soilus and Levoina and so on, whatever has to be brought for the carbon Mincha. The Gemara says in Menachos in several places that the final shame kedushas mincha, that it's not royal lepidion, like we said, only something which has kedushas korban mamish is not royal lepidion, that won't be chal on the seilas of the mincha until it actually goes in the kli sharis. That means by a behema, as soon as we're mafresh a korban l'shem korban chatos, it becomes a korban. There's a level of kedushas chal on a carbon mincha where it has a shame carbon mincha, but it does not have the shame kedushas carbon mamish that's not royal opinion until it goes into a klisharis. It could be that the pshat is that the behemo is, if you want to say it, maybe drushtik, the behemo is representative of him. When a yid brings a carbon, he's not putting the carbon on the mizbech, he's putting himself on the mizbech. He represents the carbon in himself. So maybe the reason for the gzeis hakosuf is that as soon as he's mafish that carbon, the carbon represents him. It's already chal the whole shem carbon as soon as he's mafish that this carbon should represent him. Mincha doesn't represent a person. Mincha is something that a person brings from his possessions to put on the mizbech, but it's not him. So Melo, just by saying this should be for a carbon, it's not yet a carbon. If it's in the klisharis and it's already on its way to the mizbeach, it's already on its way to the avodah, then it becomes a proper carbon and doesn't have pidyon. But this seems to be a chilik in carbon tzibur. Boifin with a carbon tzibur would seem to be a shem klol. Like we said before, carbon tzibur is the pshat. There's a marechet kloli. There's a general mahaloch where the tzibur is mechuyev in various karbonis. The shame carbon tzibur is a shame kloli, and the behemo, when it's hugdash, will become a carbon tzibur. Which specific choyvas carbon the tzibur is bringing that carbon for can be designated later. And it is only taka designated soifi. It's only designated as a final kedusha for that carbon when it's actually brought as a carbon. Until then, it has a shame kloli of a carbon tzibur. And the carbon tzibur will then be designated. A person can't take a behema and be mafish it as a carbon, and then he'll figure out, does he want to bring a chatas, an oil, a shlom, and so on, later on. No. There's no shame carbon kloli. Carbon tzibur is a system for itself. Carbon tzibur is a shame kloli, and that shame kloli then will be chal on a specific basis, kifi however he brings the carbon. So that's why the karbonos could be brought. For one, that seems to be the kavanah of Tosfos when Tosfos says that's neka mehafu shoson. If the carbon wasn't brought for that until the next Yom Tov, that means that the carbon is a carbon, but the specifics of what the carbon will be brought for will only be defined next Yom Tov. Meaning, Leinian will just point out we're talking about the nukud of there being an idea called a carbon tzibur. There's a Ramban al Torah, interestingly enough. The Ramban is in Vayikra in the first peg in Perek Aleph. A pasuk beis, and he understands in the parasha over there of oila karbonoi that a tzibur can never bring. Sorry, the Ramban understands that the same way there's a carbon tzibur like carbon tomid, carbon there's a carbon yochid. The Torah over there in Perek Aleph is talking about a carbon yochid. Oila shlomim chatas. All the parasha is in parashas veikra Perek Aleph beis gimel dalei is talking about specific karbonos that a yochid brings. The Ramban says be'etzem the tzibur can get together and bring an oila as a tzibur. He's chalik over there on how Rashi learns the pasuk. Seems clear that Rashi doesn't have such a musik. Rashi has a musik called choivas hatzibur, karbanas hatzibur. There's no such thing as a karban tzibur of a yochid. There's no such thing as a korban, let's say this better, a korban nedova of a tzibur. And the Mefarshim explained that Rashi holds that the two are a stira by definition. Yochid speaks to what a person is giving of his own volition. It could be his mechuyiv. It's his personal obligation, but he's bringing it as a yochid. A tzibur, by definition, is not a collection of yechidim. This is a very profound concept that's in a lot of places. When 10 people daven together, it's not 10 people davening Shmoneh Esrei, and it's nicer because they're all davening together, they can sing Kiddusha together. When 10 people daven, it's not a tefillah of a yochid. That's why it goes up in it's in the skablon of a different oifin. Tefillah b'tzibur is a different thing. The tefillah, representing Klal Yisrael, the tzibur, representing Klal Yisrael, sends the tefillah up. It's a different type of tefillah. A korban of a tzibur is not a conglomerate, it's not a collection of a corporation of a lot of yechidim that own stock in Klal Yisrael. A tzibur is a new bria, and that's why the korbanos, the kedushas ha-korbanos of a tzibur are different, to the point where, by definition, nedova, which is personal initiative, is shayach to a yochid. The idea of tzibur, and it's important that every single person be part of a tzibur, and be also a yochid. It's a separate discussion in Koyach Zanefesh. Every person is mechuyev to grow by being part of a tzibur. That's the idea of going to yeshiva. We tell every boy who goes to yeshiva, he has to shtel zich tzu. He has to become part of the tzibur if he wants to grow. But you also have to find yourself. You also have to be a yochid. You also have to find your own ruchniyistik and niche in order to express yourself properly. The two are not a stira. They seem to be a stira, but both of them are true. They have to coincide in one person if a person wants to be another mashalim. A yochid is not part of the tzibur. A yochid is subsumed by the tzibur. It's taken over by the tzibur. The korban of the tzibur is a different thing. By definition, personal initiative, a korban nedova is not shaykh to the tzibur. Tzibur is shaykh to chayv. We'll just point this out in a different area of halacha b'chlal. The Reb Chaim, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, explains the shita saram. The Gemara has a discussion if Tfilas Arvis Mayriv is a Rishus or a Chayv. All discussion back and forth. The Psak of the Rambam seems to be that Mayriv by definition is a Tfilas Dova, is a Rishus, not a Chayv. And the Nafkamina is what happens if a person wants to daven, he wants to daven a Tfilas Nedova. Can he daven a Tfilas Mayriv of Nedova? The Rambam says that Mayriv is a Tfilas Nedova, but still the Rambam holds you Mechuyv to daven. The rabbi wants to know if you mechuyev, it's not nedava. If it's nedava, then it's by your own personal volition. Then you can't be mechuyev. Reb Chaim explains that the terminology of nedava, rishus and choyva, is a definition of the mehus of the tvila. Mayriv by definition is a personal tvila. Mayriv by definition is something every single person is mechuyev. To me, minadav. It's kilu, you're mechuyev to volunteer. You're mechuyev. But the definition of the tvila is a tvilas yochid. In every other area, we don't have such a musik. Yochid means nedava. It could be he's mechuyev, but by definition, it means he's doing of his own personal volition. It's the same idea. Masha'en kein, korbanat tzibur. Tzibur means choyev. So, Mamel, the Choyv could be a shame klali, like we said. There could be a Kiddusha of the Korban, in terms of what it is in a general sense. This Korban is meant to represent the Tzibur. For which specific Korban? That'll be designated later on. That's why the two are not as steered to each other. But Masha'enge, by a Korban Yochid, when you talk personal, a personal Korban, the Kiddusha of the Korban itself is what it's being brought for. If it wasn't yet designated what it's being brought for, you take a kavis, you say it has Kiddusha's Korban. That has no mashmos. There's no shame klali called korbanos of a yochid. If a yochid has an initiative, or he's mechuyev, but he designates this as an oila, shlomo, matoida, achatas, whatever it may be, then that's what it becomes. There's no musik klali called yankel's a korban. There's no yankel bringing korbanos. That speaks to the language of choyev, not of rishus, not of nedova. So really, we understand that there's a shame klali called korbanos tzibur. There is no shame klali called korbanos yochid. An important point which is not fully developed in the first few programs. Welcome. It's important to point that out over here.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center, for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.